You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Friday afternoon. It's the 27th day of January. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason, joined now by Eric Snodgrass. He's from Agrible. Eric, thanks for being with us. Tell me a little bit about the weather as you see it across the United States today.
Yeah, you know, January's been a pretty warm month. The western half of the country's been pretty cold, but we've kind of had a persistent, you know, kind of weak flow pattern from the subtropical jet stream across our part of the country. And that's allowed us to have temperatures that have hovered, you know, above average for most of the month. And so the thing that's kind of changed, though, in the last 24 hours or so, and that's going to hang around for at least the next couple of weeks, is that in general, we've switched to a different flow pattern. And what it's going to look like over the next couple of days is some more northwesterly flow. And what's going on here is we're having a switch off, a change from where that big ridge had set up over Hudson Bay, kind of moving into a more trough-like pattern across the eastern half of the country. The translation of that is, over the next few days, that northwest flow is going to keep bringing these chances of some snow showers, some lighter stuff, not too much in the terms of heavy accumulation. But that big flip in the weather patterns overall means the whole country, honestly, is going to get into a little bit drier time period. And that shift looks like it might hang around, like I said, for a couple of weeks. In fact, I'm looking at here right now a forecast for the next 5 days in terms of precipitation. Across most of the Corn Belt, not much precipitation to talk about. I'm looking at a forecast in the next week in terms of temperatures. I'm seeing the northern half of the country starting to cool off. We might keep a slight warm bias across the southern half of the country, but we're going to get into what maybe feels more like winter after really enjoying a prolonged January thaw. So we're expecting soil temperatures to fall back off again. And we're looking at, I'll just kind of give you a little prelude here of what we're thinking. I'm watching right now a system coming through this area around Super Bowl Sunday that might finally push, you know, central Illinois especially up in terms of snowfall. There's a ton of uncertainty, but that's one of the things that's going to start to see with this kind of switched flow pattern. And again, that flow pattern's a change where we're now going to be bringing back into cooler weather in the eastern half of the country while the west builds a little bit of warmth. So some change coming up in the short term.
So winter becomes a bit more apparent across to our part of the world. Though when you look forward, we always begin to think about spring as one of those hazardous weather times. Are you concerned at all going forward? And then maybe do a spring outlook for me too.
Yeah, so one of the things we've seen right now is that so far across the United States, especially along the southern coast here in the Gulf Coast, we've had a lot of severe weather activity. Now, in general, when you have a strong La Nina or a strong El Nino, you can get one signal or the other in terms of severe weather activity. But right now, we're transitioning out of a weak La Nina. We've had a strong subtropical jet in the southern half of the country. And one of the consequences of that is that we've had over 100 reports of tornadoes, whereas normally for this time point in January, we'd have only had about 30 to 35. So it's been active. One of the things that we're seeing is that as we get towards spring, there's a chance that the eastern half of the country builds in a slight ridge, while the western half of the country maintains a bit of a trough. Now, why I bring that up is because we would be here in the Corn Belt in between those two features. And when we're in between those two features, that signals a pretty active storm track across the middle section of the country. That means we're going to draw quite a bit of moisture from the south, bringing the severe weather ingredients that we might need to have an early start to our severe weather season. So unlike last year we were down 30% on average when you talk about tornado reports, and we were still below average in terms of hail reports. We at Agrible, we're seeing actually this upcoming growing season having a higher potential than we've certainly seen in the last couple of years for severe weather. So I'm concerned about that. But you ask about spring. Because of that ridge setting in over the kind of the eastern half of the country as being a probable feature to be looking out for, we may signal a little bit of a warm bias for our spring. Now, that doesn't mean that every day is going to be warmer than average, but that means that overall, that let's call it April and May time period, we may see a little bit warmer than average conditions, which could mean, if, as long as the precipitation doesn't come in real regular and real heavy, could mean another decent start to the 2017 growing season after having a pretty decent start last year to the 2016 growing season. So I know it's a lot to digest and think about, but be on the lookout for these two things: a more active severe weather season in March, April, and May, and the potential right now for a warmer start to the upcoming spring season. So those are the things I'm watching. Those are things I think we need to be concerned about, and I'm glad you asked about them.
Hey, thanks so much, Eric, and we'll talk with you again next week.
Great. Thank you.
Eric Snodgrass is with Agrible, joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. And just one other tidbit, Eric will be at our All-Day Ag Outlook. We'll start talking about that more next week. It'll be Tuesday, the 7th day of March at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana.